That's Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams on the Magic Morning Show. It's Magic 1-4, today's hits. In fact, our Little Big Radio star JJ made that decision, and we'll find out more about their music choices as we go on through the hour. Also, his sister Emma is joining me for the Little Big Radio star, and they are best buddies for the Best Buddy Edition, so we'll be talking about that in just a little bit. Cloudy right now, 72 here at Settlers Green Outlet Village, 70 degrees in Berlin and Gorham. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show our Little Big Radio stars for the month of July. We have JJ Baker as well as Emma Baker. Hello.
Hi.
We made it. We're here. You guys are here. Thank you so much for coming on with us and signing up for the Little Big Radio Star contest. I know that you guys listen to Magic pretty much all the time, right?
Yeah.
And we're super excited to be here. In fact, our forecast is brought to you by Storyland, and later on this morning, we're going to hook you guys up with some Storyland passes, although I heard you've already been once this summer.
Yeah, with our rec, it was lots of fun.
With the rec group, yeah? What's your favorite ride over at Storyland, Emma?
The bamboo shoots or the Roarsaurus.
Roarsaurus, that's my favorite. Yeah, I have to say that.
I love the Roarsaurus.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
I love it, but it's so scary because it feels like you're going off of the track, but really you're not.
No, they're safe over there at Storyland.
It scares me because it's a wooden coaster, so
sure.
Whenever you're going, when you go down it and up, there's this one really sharp, like, curving turn, and it feels like you're just gonna go off the track, and it's super scary.
One time I got really scared, but then once we got down the drop, and when we were at the top of the next drop, I was like, oh, okay.
That's it. And then you champed it out after that. You were like, I get this. Well, hopefully you guys won't be too scared because I'm going to hook you up with some Storyland passes. You guys are going to go. Also, you're going to get a gift certificate to Cafe Noche, enjoy some Mexican food with the family. So we're going to hook you guys up with some prizes after you get out of here, which should be a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming on once again. Are we enjoying summer so far? Obviously, we had a visit to Storyland with the rec group and all that, so that's a good thing. What about the rest of the summer? How's it been going?
It's awesome.
Yeah?
We've had lots of summer camps, mostly sports, I think.
Yeah, and we've gone to, like, the movies with our camp and stuff like that.
So far, what's the favorite summer movie that has come out? Any choices?
Well, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Spider-Man Far From Home. Emma, any choices there?
I've only watched one, but I've seen the trailer to Lion King, and that looks good.
Lion King does look good. I've yet to see that one. I did see the new remake of Aladdin, and that was pretty good, so I'm interested to see
Lion
King.
I really want to see the new Dumbo.
Yesterday, we had another field trip to the movies, but we didn't go. I don't know why, and I was fine with it because I was really tired.
She got to sleep.
There you go. 12 o'clock. Fair enough. So JJ, how old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years old, and Emma?
I'm 8.
8 years old, and you guys are from Tamworth. What school do you guys go to?
NSA Brett.
Kenneth A. Brett. And I know that, you know, we don't want to really, school's coming up. We know that summer is kind of coming to a close. We have about a month left. I know, JJ, you brought up that point when we walked in here. You said, everybody keeps on saying summer's ending. We got a whole month left.
Yeah.
And I like that attitude. I think that's the best way to keep the spirits high.
Summer's not half over. It's still...
Still going.
Still going.
Still going and strong. When it comes to school, though, what grade are you going into, Emma?
I'm going into third.
Third grade. And what's your favorite part of school?
Snacks.
I love that answer because it's true. That is one of the best parts of school. And you also said, though, your favorite part, at least when it comes to starting school, is going shopping.
Yeah.
Explain that a little bit. Why do you like, what do you like about shopping?
I don't know. I just love clothes and I hate school except for back to school shopping.
Except for back to school shopping. That covers it. And Jason, what about school for you? What's your favorite subject? What's your favorite thing? Is it the snacks?
Subject? No.
No.
if anything, it would be physical ed because I love to play sports and it's lots of fun.
That's another thing, but our physical education teacher, she's kind of mean. So.
Oh wow! Calling her out right here.
She's not mean.
Maybe Emma's had a different experience. Whatever. Nonetheless, you guys are, one of the questions I asked is what makes your family stand out from the rest? What makes your family special? And you both have the same exact answer. You guys are pretty athletic, pretty involved when it comes to sports. What's your favorite sport?
It's really hard because I like all my sports, but I really like basketball over anything.
Yeah. Emma, do you have a favorite sport?
Yeah, I like gymnastics.
Gymnastics. How long have you been doing gymnastics? For a little while?
So when I was littler, I did it, but I only did one day because the next day I just didn't want to do it. So I only did one day, and then I started again this year, and I did it for the whole entire time, and then I'm going to do it again once the summer ends.
Excellent. And you've been playing sports right along too, JJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Yes. Now, JJ, I was calling you Jason earlier because that's what she said, but you actually go by JJ because you're a junior.
Yes.
Believe it or not, I'm a Gino the fourth. The fourth.
That's quite
the lineage there. It's quite the lineup. Emma, also, I mentioned that somebody told me that your favorite TV show is on NBC right now called Songland, or one of your favorite TV shows. Maybe not the favorite.
Oh, yeah.
But Songland with Maroon 5, Adam Levine. He's actually producing the show. And tell me about that show, because your mom says that you really like it.
So there's a bunch of people. Well, there's people, and there's three of them, and then a songwriter. Someone that sings comes in, and there's another person, and they come in and they sing a song, and there's four of the people that sing the song, and then they cut three of them, and then they work on those songs, and then the person that came in that also sings, that they judge the different songs groups. And cut one of them to be on their album.
And then, eventually one of those songs makes it and people start playing it on the radio and we hear it and we love it, which is great. And I think the Jonas Brothers were involved with one of the songs, right?
Big smile comes across the face. Emma's favorite song, actually.
There it is. See? Excellent.
And
very
it's from
cool.
Songland.
It's from Songland. Speaking of music, you guys have chosen a bunch of songs. In fact, we have some Queen coming up later in the hour. You guys did Alone by Marshmello, as well as Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams. When it comes to picking the music, it wasn't as easy as you guys thought, huh, JJ?
No. I mean, I know so many songs, but on the spot, when I was trying to think of all the songs, I was like, what songs are there?
Well, you guys did a fantastic job. Hopefully, we'll get some more of that music later on this hour. We're also going to be playing a game, and since you guys are an athletic family and all of that, it's going to be about sports.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and we're going to have a little bit of a competition, but everybody's a winner. We're all walking home with prizes, so there's no big pressure there. But we'll be playing some game, a little sports trivia coming at JJ and Emma a little while longer, and that should be a lot of fun. We are actually giving away fly fishing package, courtesy of North Country Angler, part of the endless summer of prizes, and we are taking qualifiers all week. In fact, what I'm doing is putting little fish, right? Little fishes. Have you guys ever been fishing? Any type of fishing at all?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it? Have you ever been fishing, Emma?
We went with our dad once or twice. We went with our dad a lot. Well, not a lot, but...
a few times.
We only caught fish when our dad helped us hold it.
Yeah, I wasn't very good either. I needed help.
We aren't good at it.
Okay.
I mean, my dad was like, stick your thumb and do nothing and hold them there. And I was like, oh, okay. And then, like, I dropped them. And then he was like... and he picked it up and he was like, okay, do it this time. And I dropped him on that.
It's an experience.
He had his phone, so he took a picture of us both holding it. And JJ had the front and I had the back because we didn't want to touch the gills and stuff.
Yeah, I completely agree. A little icky. But at least they had fun doing it. And that's what North Country Angler is all about, is helping people do their fly fishing, which is another type of fishing, which is really awesome. And we're giving away a fly fishing package full of all types of the rod and the line and everything that you need to go fly fishing. And we put fish all over our website, conwaymagic.com, and people have to go and find the color fish that I call in the morning. Uh-huh. This time they were looking for a blue fish. And if they were on the lost and found page on our website, that's where they found the blue fish. And people have been texting in at 603-356-9145. We've broken it down to everybody that said that the blue fish was in Lost and Found, and I'd like to you guys to do the honor of announcing the winner. We're going to do a drum roll real quick, and then once the drum roll crashes, you guys can announce the winner, okay?
Okay.
Here it goes.
Lisa Verdigan from North Conway.
There it is. Congratulations, everybody. Round of applause for Lisa. Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to Lisa. Lisa from North Conway. She's qualifier number three when it comes to the Endless Summer Prizes. She's now in the running officially for the big prize, and we're going to give it away on Friday. Up next on the Magic Morning Show, our Little's Big Radio stars are going to be playing a game. It's all about sports. We're going to have some fun with some sports audio and more, so stay tuned. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.